Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
It's Haunted Playground right here on the Live Paranormal Radio Network. You can find us at liveparanormal.com. You can find us at hauntedplayground.com and all of our syndicates, iHeartRadio.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Podomatic, Player FM, Blog Talk Radio, and the list goes on and on. I'm your host, Sheena Metal. I'm a psychic medium. I'm an interfaith minister. I'm a 28-year talk radio host here in the Los Angeles area. I'm a performing artist, and I come to you live from my home in Los Angeles every Wednesday at 5 o'clock Pacific time. This show is about everything that lives beyond the three dimensions, whether it's, is there a higher power, or I think I have a Loch Ness Monster in my above-ground swimming pool. It all belongs here on Haunted Playground. And every week on the show, I pick out the brightest and the most beautiful minds and hearts and souls in the spiritual and paranormal communities, and we talk about everything that lies beyond the veil, cryptozoology, ufology, parapsychology, spirituality, everything you can imagine. My guests today are making their debuts on this show here at Live Paranormal. They are the hosts of the Metaphysical Happy Hour. They are both beautifully talented spiritual beings in their own right. Please welcome to the show, Kathy Clayton is here and Tracy Escobar. Welcome you both. Welcome to Haunted Playground.
Hello.
It's going to be interesting. We're all on different phones. I can't see who's talking. So hi. Hi, Kat. Hi, Tina.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm going to let Kathy go.
So,
go ahead.
Why don't both of you, Kathy, why don't you start? Just introduce yourself, talk a little bit about yourself, and what drew you into the world of the spiritual and the paranormal?
Sure. So basically my story is that I kind of started my spiritual journey a couple years ago. I've been working and studying as a psychic medium. Primarily, I actually help with like websites and helping people with their, particularly in the spiritual realm. So I'm helping them get their story, helping them get their colors, stuff like that. And so as I kind of started down my own spiritual journey, I kind of found that there was a need for people to be able to assist other people in the spiritual community with being able to use the abilities I already had to be able to help them get out there. So that's kind of where I land.
Sure. That's wonderful. Yay. Did you find that as you help other people in that capacity, Kathy, that it helped to grow your own gift?
Very much so. Very much so. Definitely going down a lot of the times I do actually use my own gifts and being able to kind of tap into just kind of taking in, for example, like there was a logo I was working on this past weekend and there were a bunch of different aspects. And so really kind of tapping into my own gifts and saying, okay, let me look in kind of this person's soul and see where, how can we bring that, you know, all these pieces together in a way that really represents who they are as a soul. And
right.
So that helps me. And then as well as just developing my own gifts as a psychic medium as well.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Website's an interesting thing, right? Because it really is an extension of you. And I know for years, different people were going to create one for me, and because that was not my forte. And they always wanted to, like, you know, use colors I didn't resonate with or tell me what, well, this is the trends in websites right now. And I used to say, look, I don't really care about any of that, no offense. I just want something that represents me. And then interestingly enough, during COVID, the couple of months of lockdown, Spirit kind of gave me a download for how to start a website, and I built my own. I mean, I'm sure it's not as fancy as what a would do, but it does reflect the colors and the energies of me, and people love it. So all the people who told me, oh, people aren't going to like it unless it's, you know, browns and greens are in right now. I used to hear that, and, you know, don't use graphics because it's juvenile. And you know what? It's me. It's how every spiritual practitioner approaches the people they help in their own way with their own energy. And
exactly.
Trying to show you how fabulous I am all the time, that's not me. That's not my energy as a person or as a spiritual practitioner. So that works for somebody else, but not for me. So I think intuitively you must be able to pull the energy out of the person, which is itself a psychic gift, right, Cassie? And tell
yes.
us how is the public going to connect with this person? How do I visualize that in graphics?
Absolutely. And I like that you kind of brought up with the colors and, you know, yeah, sure, you absolutely can go with what's trending, but if what's trending is not you, then the website's not going to embody who you are. And so I always kind of like to start with people, you know, setting up their colors and their logos based on who they are as a person and what they see their website, my job is to make sure that what you envision is what's being presented.
Right. That's beautiful. That's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that they're trends, but are they really trends? I mean, in the psychic world, can't we kind of throw all that out?
Right.
I mean, brand is really you. It's however you decide to present you, that's your brand.
Yeah. And also another aspect of that really is, one of the things that a lot of my clients will say is, you know, they'll be talking about a certain aspect of their business or, you know, a reading that they just had or, you know, something like that comes up and they're like, I don't actually feel like I have to explain that to you, which I think is kind of nice because since I am in this business, as an intuitive and a psychic myself, it's like I understand the language and I understand the things that, you know, somebody's like, I talk to dead people. Guess what? I do too. It's okay.
Right. Exactly. Right. I understand, like, if I'm trying to get into a job as a headhunter, and you're going to tell me what headhunter website should look like, I get it. But if you're coming into the psychic world and your goal is to figure out who you are by somebody telling you what the trends are, maybe you need to rethink that process because you have to be comfortable with your own gifts that you're bringing. And the website is just an extension of that. It's not
absolutely.
You got to do it your own. You know, everybody has to do it their own way. I'm about to set up a Patreon site. That's my big project for Christmas. Christmas holiday.
Oh, that's
one
fun.
Of them. You know, 75 projects, Kathy, but that's one of them. And so I'm just kind of studying other people's, not because I want mine to be like theirs, but because I want to see how people that I know, how their personalities are reflective in how they're setting it up so I can put my own personality into mine. And I think across the board, right, not just for some. That's great advice across the board as a human being. I mean, energetically, bring yourself forth, right? Who you are, bring that forth. Don't wait for someone else to tell you who it's cool to be right now. Just be you.
Absolutely. 100%.
So important. So, Tracy, welcome. How about you? Tell us a little bit about you. I mean, I know you a little better than Cassie, but, you know, still, for this new gig, let people know who you are.
Thanks. So I'm Tracy Escobar, also known as the Red Couch Medium on all social social media networks. And yeah, so my story started probably about 6 years ago when I woke up being sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I started self-developing and I started meditating and things like that. And I'd always been interested in mediumship because I had lost my dad at 19. And so it set me on a journey 6 years ago. I woke up wanting to be different, feeling different, sought out training, sought out development, and then here we are. So now I'm professional. I do readings out of Dallas and Charlotte, North Carolina, and I'm kind of all over the world now thanks to COVID, right?
Right.
Right. We can do it everywhere now.
It's web. We can all be everywhere now.
It is. And I think people realize that, right? They still wanted readings, and they, well, I guess I have to do it over Zoom, and it still works. So I think we needed that so people understood that it still worked that way.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I do most of my over the phone. And, you know, it's interesting because, like I said earlier, I've been in radio for, you know, a gazillion years since Jesus was in diapers.
Right.
But when I started my first interview show for a network where I was really not just taking callers but really interviewing guests in 2009, I was terrified at the thought that a guest would come in the studio. But then I realized
really?
The kind of beautiful, energetic connection that happened when you're interviewing somebody over the phone. There aren't distractions. You're not looking at them. Everybody is just focused on what they're saying. And I find it works that way for meetings as well. It's kind of a great space to be where we get, where one person can be with one person. And it works great for readings as well.
Does it? Yeah. You know, I like it. In person, I tend to be too friendly, and an hour reading will go 2 hours because I just want to talk so much. So I think being on the phone and being on Zoom helps us stay on target, stays organized, so I think it's helped too. Yeah, and we can reach more people that way. So it's been a blessing in disguise.
So how did you...
I'm sorry, I have to repeat that. There's some background noise.
That's okay. I said, how did you and Cassie meet? Your show.
Oh, yeah. So Metaphysical Happy Hour. Yeah. And so me and Cassie met in the community when she was working at a store. And then we became just fast friends. And then when she wanted to do a podcast, she approached me and asked if I would host with her. And I said, sure, you do all the work and I'll just pop on and host. So that's kind of what my role is. I pop on and host. And I let her do all the work.
Right.
You know how... It's a lot of work.
Yes. I feel like in the course of us doing Metaphysical Happy Hour, we've gotten, you know, I feel like we've been very blessed by having some really amazing guests on the show, and it works out well. I kind of handle all the tech support and making sure that all the graphics get out and all the things, and Tracy comes on and she's kind of the super amazing awesome host that she is, and it makes a good blend.
Yeah, it does. The yin and the yang.
That's wonderful. That's so wonderful.
Yeah. And we get to meet all kinds of people, so that's what's really nice.
Tracy, how do you describe your channeling process? Because I'm fascinated because everybody's is a little different, right?
My guest process?
No, your channeling process.
Channeling process. Sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing over here. Channeling process. So I tell people I don't channel anything above the dead level, so I stay around the dead people. So I don't channel any angels or anything like that. So really, I am just getting to a space where I'm just shifting my awareness, and then I'm just connecting to the friends and family of people who've passed over. And so that's really it. I can be ready in like 5 minutes and jump on a call and start doing a reading. So it's become a really fast process. I remember in the beginning when you're really nervous to do a reading, you don't want to do anything. I would spend an hour meditating beforehand. But that process is shortened considerably. I don't have to do any of that anymore. So really it is just shifting my awareness, setting an intention, and calling everybody in, and then I just go for it.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And do you do, is your practice, do you do mostly mediumship?
My practice is mostly mediumship, yeah, because through my experience with my dad passing away, that's where I wanted to go because I knew what it felt like to get a healing message and a healing reading from somebody. And so that's what I wanted to provide for people. So I keep it mainly at mediumship. Every once in a while I get psychic too readings, but mainly the course of my business is mediumship and teaching.
Do you prefer mediumship work to the straight psychic development, like where you're helping people improve their own lives?
Yes, do that too. So straight psychic work, a lot of, I can't say counseling because I'm not a counselor, but there's a lot of life spiritual counseling that goes on too, right? Whatever I can do to help push people along. My tagline is hope, healing, and empowerment. So that's kind of what I try to base all my readings around. How can I help you? How can I give you hope? And how can I empower you?
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Why do you think, and I ask myself this all the time, now I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Why do you think so many people are so wanting to, sometimes desperately, contact their relatives that have passed?
Because they don't have closure, or they are struggling with if there's life after death. Like, I find that a lot, and people are just looking for something, right? I don't think death ever bothered me until my dad died. And then when someone close to you like that dies, then you're starting to question everything. Well, how can that be real? How can that be the end, right? So I get a lot of that, people just searching for a hope that there's life after death, right? Or they're searching for some kind of closure. Let's say a loved one passed suddenly, and they didn't get to have that closure, and they didn't get to say the things they should have said before they passed away. We have those kinds of readings. We have the healing readings where someone will come through and say they're sorry for maybe not reconciling before they passed or something like that. So there's a plethora of reasons, but those are the main ones that I find. They need closure. They need to heal somehow. Or they're just curious about life after death.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like they so I also find it in my practice that when people are not happy with their own lives, sometimes they look to their, because a lot of times people will call and say, I'm just not happy, and is there anything any of my past has to tell me? They're not even looking for a specific message, specific person. They just think some relative is going to jump in and help them to feel better about themselves.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's what you do.
Yeah.
I do what I can, right? I mean, I mostly channel directly from, that's my thing. I channel thought energy, so I certainly can give you messages from particular spirits if you want them. But I always wonder why go to a past relative and honestly just not go to spirit if you're searching for answers for yourself. But I think people just that their some relatives have all the answers, right?
I know, and I have to tell my people, I do get some people like that, but I say, look, your relatives have lived this life, and it's your turn to live. You have to live, and they're not going to really interfere because you've got free will and you're going to make all these choices. Right. So I say they'll guide you, right? You can listen to them. You can ask them and let them guide you, but they're not going to give you all the answers. So you still have to go within. I still try to empower themselves, right? Because I think they're still going to go reaching and looking for all their answers in other places when really all the answers are within them. So I really try to empower them to do it on their own and to try to get out of their funk. I try to give them ways, like to walk, to journal. So I try to counsel them that way, how they can maybe move through their life, feel all the emotions they're feeling and move past them, right? But just trying to encourage them. And I do tell them that their loved ones are around, like being their biggest cheerleaders. They want to see them happy, but they're not worried what you did with their mother's ring anymore. They're not worried about all the superficial stuff.
Right.
And they know you.
Right.
And they, I get that all the time, too. People want to know, are they mad at me because I didn't do what they asked? No, they're not mad, I promise. Right.
Yeah, a lot of that, right, where we're trying to impose earthbound things into them.
Yes.
What are they? now? How old are they when you see them? It's like my favorite is when people always want to give their spirit guides names. What are my spirit guides' names?
It's like, I say, which lifetime?
when you're home, no one cares about names. Everyone's just energy. Name is that's like an earthbound concept, to give something a name.
A name, exactly. Otherwise, we're just energy. We just feel, right?
Exactly, right. Your spirit guides don't – I always say just call them whatever you want. It's like when you adopt a cat. Just give them a name, and they'll answer to it.
Exactly. That's what I tell my people.
Naming everything is what human beings want, right?
Yeah. I tell my people, go for a drive. And when you feel the need, just look up, and whatever that street sign is, that's what your name of your guide is. That's what I say. If you sing a name over and over, then let's find that name, right? Because otherwise, what lifetime? They've lived so many lifetimes. They just don't have names. They're just energy now.
Cassie, what is your channeling process like?
A lot of the times it is, if I'm doing, a psychic reading or, I typically use like the tarot cards, my brain works in a very graphic way. Like, I get a lot of images, I get a lot of information, that way. So, if I'm giving somebody a reading, it's usually with tarot cards or some kind of a deck that I'm using to kind of help bring through those messages and to connect with their, you know, to really just kind of focus on that information that they are needing to or that is going to help them. And then if I'm working on like a logo or something like that, a lot of the times it really is just straight channeling into kind of taking stock of all the pieces that need to be that the client is actually wanting to be incorporated, and just being like, okay, you know, just really a lot of the times it's trusting spirit to really help me bring that through, and it's just a lot of it does come from channeling.
I'm
sorry.
I was going to say, how do you channel? It's really interesting because we're all using spirit in such different ways. So I find that really interesting.
Yeah.
What do you consider spirit? Yeah.
I've always been an artist my whole life, and I think the channel is the same channel. You just get different messages.
Okay.
For me,
I sort of envision like
a sunroof that's up over my right shoulder.
Okay.
And when you have the roof open, the messages can come. Now, long time ago, I sort of bolted the roof open. I don't close it anymore because I found it exhausting to be opening and closing the channel all the time.
I just put it open, put it on it,
and pray for the best. That's how I feel the messages come down from there. And I consider it like an open communication. People always talk about, do you meditate? The truth is, I don't meditate. I just leave myself open all the time to have discussions with spirit. And when they decide they want to hear, and it's more like a dialogue than like a meditation.
Gotcha.
I'm far too aged to sit with my toes up in the air and do nothing for a half an hour. I mean, my brain would just spin faster. For me, it's all about communication. It's about listening when spirit talks and keeping yourself open, so that when I'm with clients and they're asking for something, spirit provides the answers. And spirit almost always comes in and gives the answers. They don't always like the answers, but spirit always comes and provides the answers.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But, I don't find spirit to be angry, judgmental, all these things that people worry about. You know, it's not that the darkness exists or that evil exists, because yes, I do. But that's a whole different thing that has nothing to do with spirit. I find the messages from the light are always very positive, but they're sometimes very direct. And also spirit can very much be a mirror, right? So sometimes if you're constantly putting out negative stuff and nothing is coming back, Well, look at what you're saying to spirit. Like, I have a client that always says, he's never coming back. He's never coming back. He's never coming back. Well, so I say, you know, spirit is hearing, he's never coming back. He's never coming back. He's never coming back. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to be
okay.
careful about that you put out, because thoughts are fixed.
Yeah.
And because this is a teaching planet, and because we're here to grow, and because spirit
right.
is ultimately the perfection. If we're not interested in a lesson, okay. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you really
right.
need to ask from your life. And spirit is usually
yeah.
really good about not always getting you what you want, but always getting you what you need, as the Rolling Stone said. But you have to put the intention out for things. You have to be a participant in your own spiritual health. And
yes,
I agree. If you're not, I'm not. I mean, we all have slips, right? If I'm having some time where I'm not really putting in, I find I'm not really giving back either. So I try to reinforce
right.
that in people a lot. You know, talk a lot.
Yeah.
I talk a lot about vibration. Kind of a big thing for me.
Yeah, vibration. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
I find it interesting that you mentioned that you have to, it has to come from both sides, right? The effort has to come from both sides. And when you're working with people, because even like there are even times when I'll be working on a logo for somebody. And when I'm working with somebody who has actually put in the effort and they know at least like they have a clear direction that they want the certain direction that they want their logo to look like, then it's like, okay, I can tap into that and then pull what that gives me something to work with. But like there are times where, and I've been working with clients and I've just sat in front of the computer trying to build their logo. And I'm like, I have no idea. And it's usually when I'm not getting anything, it's usually because they don't have a clear thought. And so, you know, a lot of the times before I really go to the drawing board for my logos or my websites, it's like, okay, we got to kind of sit down with the client and go, okay, what direction are we headed in? Because otherwise, you know, we're just kind of, because once we've got that direction, it's like everything comes together really well.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Yes, absolutely. 100%. You have to participate in your own spiritual healing and evolvement. And I think that just as if, and I always use the likeness of, you know, this place being soul school, right? If you went
right.
to school, pay attention in the classes, and you didn't read the textbooks, and you didn't do the homework assignments, and you didn't take the tests, then obviously you'd flunk out of school. And it's kind of the same thing with Earth, right? We're here to participate in our own learning. And if we don't participate in our learning, then we're kind of just wasting our time here. We're just going to go home and get kicked back to learn all those same lessons again. So, okay, we're allowed to do
okay.
that, but just like in
mm-hmm.
public school, right, you have to repeat fifth grade 20 times if you want. But, you know.
No, thank you.
Great. And so it's kind of like that, I think. We have to remember that we are here to work. We're here to learn. We're not kind of just biding time here. And then we get all the other great things, right? Go to the beach and have sex and eat ice cream and all that good stuff that comes with being a person. Just like in college, you get to go to events, you get to go to the cafeteria, but you're still ultimately there to learn. And I think we need to always remember that to learn fun, not be resentful, but be excited to get up today and say, what is spirit going to show me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that's a great way. That's a great outlook. Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah. That's
absolutely.
Great for people who are finding themselves in depression. Get up. Go find out what spirit's trying to teach you today.
Right. Just get up and do something and let spirit do something.
Let's have an experience.
Open and
Yeah.
I think that's the hard thing. And I also think a lot of people, and you both talk to your clients, they have an idea of exactly what their life is going to be. And I always say, like, you know, the spirit give a damn about your timeline. Like, they, you're here to learn. So sometimes I think when you are trying to overly control a situation and you just stop, let spirit take over, you ultimately wind up getting everything you wanted. But you get it in the way you're supposed to get it to learn the lesson, and not in the preconceived way that you think you're supposed to.
I agree. Life is so simple. We make it so complicated. So I say, just flow, people. Flow. Just flow through life. Get up, go do some experiences. Everything will happen in divine timing, right?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
If you put it out there, just let it happen. Like I said, someone told me, I was talking to somebody this weekend, and they said, I'm a big person on flowing. Like, just try not to be in resistance all the time, kind of flow. And she said, but don't forget about intention. So everybody, make sure you set the intention of how you want things to look, and then you just give it to God, like they say, give it to God, give it to spirit, give it to whoever,
uh-huh.
and flow with it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you
I
get
mean,
into the spirit,
oh, let God,
I was gonna say, when you
right?
get into the spiritual, or like, yeah, let God handle it. Yep.
But there is definitely let go of God.
There's I was gonna say, I just heard music. Did you guys hear music, or was that me?
Uh-huh. A whole bunch of it. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, good. I was like making sure it wasn't just me hearing music. Yeah, but I think just flowing through life, and I tell my clients, flow and grow. Just keep learning and keep flowing, and don't sweat the small stuff, right? Don't make big deals out of little things, and I think it's a good way to live, just to flow.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. Absolutely true. What are you excited about right now, Tracy? What in your practice really excites you?
Well, I just wrote my first book, and it got published September 6th. So I'm riding the wave of accomplishment at the moment. So, and I'm just enjoying.
Yeah.
It's always great to see something come to fruition after thinking about it so long, and then seeing it come to life and be birthed. So that's kind of what I'm excited about right now. I'm teaching off of the book. So that's where my practice is kind of leading at the moment. So excited about that. Expanding. I'm expanding into the North Carolina area, into the Richmond, Virginia area. So a lot of growth happening for me. I think 2023 will be my year of growth and expansion, and just keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And is that because you yourself are spending more time in those areas, or did you get drawn to those areas solely because that's where people were that needed you?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting when you decide to grow, right? I think when you first start your business, you hide because you're afraid to do early reading, right? And then all of a sudden now you're doing readings and doing more readings, and then you get to the piece where it's time to grow. So then you decide, okay, well, how does someone grow, right? So I just got really lucky. I live in Charlotte and Dallas. I live in both places. So a couple of weeks ago, I decided to do a hippie fest with some of my friends who are also psychic mediums in the Virginia area, and they came down to Charlotte, and we did this hippie fest together. So I met so many people at this hippie fest that I passed out so many cards that I got 3 privates out of that. And so now I'm starting to expand in this area, and people are starting to get to know me. And because I have a cousin in Virginia, and she goes to a spiritualist church, they've invited me to come out. So now I'm making my name in Richmond, Virginia area through a spiritualist church. So it's just, I'm just finding my people wherever they're at, and I'm coming and I'm growing that way. That's the only, I don't know how else to do it. So any tips, I would appreciate it.
Yeah. I think that's just the answer. I mean, I tell my clients this all the time, is that it's like I said, right. Let go, let God, let spirit lead you to your thing, and don't fight it, or don't say like some people will say, like, you know, I don't want any new clients unless they're in Honolulu. Well, okay, but do you see how that might not be the step? And spirit may be saying, you know, here's this giant wealth for you in Richmond, Virginia, but you're saying I won't take anything unless it's here. And I learned that as a growing up, working alongside actors that were like, I'll only do this, and I'll only do that, and I'll only do this. And I mean, I remember an actor saying to me once, I was interviewing an actor whose sister is, like, extremely famous. And he's, you know, well-known, but not as.
Okay.
And he was talking about how when they were growing up, all the roles that she took that he wouldn't take, because coming from the theater, he thought those roles were not sufficient. but it catapulted her to this level of stardom where she could then do whatever she wanted. And he was like, going back, if I could, I would take some of those roles that I didn't take. And for me, the message from Spirit is always pretty much take everything, unless you completely morally object to it, or unless you don't have time for it and you have to pick and choose. But if you have
that's
a
true
day, offers you something like, hey, there's this psychic fair a half an hour away. I got a booth. Will you come? Yes.
Yeah.
Because
yes,
you never
yes
know who and how that's going to grow into something bigger, right?
Yes. Yes. Exactly. That's great. Great advice. Great advice. Never say no. Say yes to every opportunity that you can.
Yes.
Right? That you can. Yeah.
Yes. Kathy, how about you? What are you loving about where you're at right now?
I'm loving where I'm at because I am kind of seeing this, I'm seeing a lot of expansion in my business lately. There are a couple of clients that I've been working with and then they've started referring further clients, my way, which is just kind of one of those things where when you sit back, you're like, wow, okay, every time I work with someone, I always try to do everything to the best of my ability anyway, but to know that I really did for them what, you know, to the point where they are willing and wanting to refer the people that they know and trust to me, it's a really amazing feeling. And so I am seeing where I am starting to work with more clients are coming in and the business is just kind of growing and expanding and it's very cool. It's a very cool feeling.
Beautiful. Yeah. I mean, this is a time of great expansion, right? It's been a strange 3 years for us all to live through, and I think for psychic gifts, it's been an extremely weird 3 years for us all to live through. But there is expansion that has come with it, and I think it's very much been a time of deciding what you really want to do and not having the excuse of time. I think that's the thing, with my website. Like I said earlier to Kathy, for so long, it was, when am I going to have the time to do this? When am I going to have the time to do this? And then COVID hit. And Spirit was literally screaming at me. I mean, it was like, go to Wix. That's what they said, go to Wix, because apparently Spirit uses Wix. Who knew? And just make one page and put links on it. And that's what it was going to be. It was literally just going to be a links page. And then, just take this graphic that somebody has done for you, alter it a little bit to make it for your website, and throw a bunch of links up, and you're done. And then when I got there and I retooled the graphic and I put up the header and then I just started looking at what Wix was telling me and I was like, well, maybe I could just, put up some tabs and each one could be for one thing. And then it just kept growing and growing and growing. And it was a little bit at a time. And I wasn't scared of it anymore. And I think that we build things up in our minds being this big, huge thing. But a lot of it is Spirit. I used to have to go to somebody who did all of my posters and stuff for me and all of my graphics. And it turned out, long story short, it was a very toxic person. And there are people in this world who will want you to need their help. And then when you ask for their help, they use it against you. They offer and then you pick them up on it. And say, oh, you've all known those people, right? And so I thought, you know what? Want to be in this energy anymore, even if I just have a blank page with color and I put a graphic on it, I'm going to do it. And then slowly but surely I started learning how to do my own flyers, how to do this and how to do that. And it realized that we have the power to do everything. We don't always have the time, and that's why we have experts. But we do have the power within us. Like you said, Kathy, to figure out what we want our logo to look like. It may look like that, but we have the power to channel what we want it to be.
Exactly. Right.
And, I have the power to decide. I'm remodeling my childhood home that I'm living in right now, and I don't know. Like, I'm not going to learn how to tear all the walls down and fix everything by any means. But I do have the right to decide what I want it to look like, even though I'm not an architect or an interior designer. And I
try
to have more spells, right? We don't need someone to tell us. It's like with tarot, right? You were talking earlier, Kathy, about doing tarot. You, in the beginning, you read the book and you look up what the cards mean. But after a while, you throw the book away and you know how to interpret what the formation of the cards mean. And at some point in our lives, we have to throw the book away and start figuring out for ourselves. And
that's
something I try to do all the time, is just figure out what you want. It doesn't have, none of us have all these, right? Like, I have not written a book. I don't know how to write a book. I'm sure when the time is right, Spirit will channel same way they did with you, Tracy. It was your time.
Yes, it was my time, and it was a, it's not an easy task either.
Of course. But you could have said no, you put it off.
Yep.
You could have not, but you didn't. You figured it out. Now the next one will be that much easier.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, no big deal. Yeah, I can do this. No, it's true. But I don't know,
Cassie,
if I want to build a website, I'm going to let Cassie build them.
How it's like the back of your hand to do it, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
I know. At this point, anything needs to change on my website. Cassie, can you do it, please? I don't want to touch
yes.
that thing.
Yes.
Phone call.
Yeah. And it was a lot of fun because we were able to.
What happened?
No. Please talk, Cassie.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were saying.
I was just going to say when it came to, you know, Tracy's book launch and everything, like, you know, there are a lot of, you know, we did give her website an entire overhaul, and we did, we created her landing site for the book and all of that. And so I think that, you know, kind of all of that combined kind of helped her out with her book launch and things like that. And so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I tell people everybody needs a Cassie on her team.
Well, I agree.
Yes.
Good people on their team. Absolutely true. But I think also you're right, Cassie, just sometimes just setting it up. Like when I get a new idea for a project, the first thing I do, I let Spirit give me the name because I'm big into names. After I just made that whole thing about names, now I'm talking about being big into names. Like, let's say somebody says, are you going to do a webinar about whatever the topic is? And I think, oh, that's a good idea. Then I sit and wait. Spirit will give me the name, and the first thing I do is I go get a URL. And there's something about having the URL that makes it real. And then it's like I can't walk away from as I have the URL.
There
you go.
For you. There you go. I've done
so
that,
I
and
think
I've let you all sit and expire.
I'm sorry, Tracy?
I said I do that, and then I let the URLs expire because I don't do anything with it. So I'm proud of you for doing it. That's your system, and it works. Yeah.
I don't go, Daddy. They're like, do you know how many URLs you have? And I'm like, well, this is the thing. Do you know when you're you have to actually be able to say something, and so you need to be able to hit it, like SheenaMetalSpiritual.com. So I have to have URLs because what a URL looks like www.whatever/whatever/whatever. If you say that on the air, people are like, what? So you have
like,
to.
What?
For me, it's become a way that it forces me to remember these projects are coming. I think maybe Cassie said all that stuff on your website, right? The book is coming. But the book kind of had to come because it was already being announced.
Yeah. So does all yours lead to one website? Or is every project a different
So one website, pages on my website, some lead to like Facebook pages where I have community pages.
Gotcha. Okay.
Some are websites that you can't see but they're actually a part of my website. Yeah, it's because I do, you know, two radio shows and a talk show. Three talk. I mean, two more talk shows next year, and I have three video shows that I do every week. So I just need to sit there and rail off URLs. I don't have time to explain to people, like, okay, go to my website. Now go to the tab that says workshops. Now scroll down. Like, there's no time, right? So I just throw out the URLs and they figure out where they are.
Interesting. Yeah. That's a great idea.
But they shame me at GoDaddy. Do you know how many you have? Yes, I'm well aware of how many I have. I send you a lot of phrasing, not shaming.
I love it. I love it.
I'm a you.
It's always good to bounce.
I just love that you talk about websites, because there's this whole idea now that people don't need websites anymore and that it's all social media. And I think it's ridiculous. I think especially spiritual people need a place where they can go and click all the buttons and find you and learn about you and learn about.
I used to be that person who thought I didn't need a really a good website because everybody finds me on Facebook and social media. But I have found now that we've revamped my website and everything's on there, it's just easier for me to say, go to my website and book a reading, go to my website and buy a book, go to my website and this. So everything's kind of there. But I like your idea of having like URLs specifically, because they have to go and search my website to find what they're looking for.
Well, and something that and also something that we set up with Tracy's website, and I set up with all of my clients' websites, because I do think that it's a because I see so many people using Linktree or tools like that, and those are great tools.
Yeah.
Not that I knock the tools, but what we've done with again with Tracy's, and I do it for all my clients, is I actually create one page that is set up like a Linktree. It's set up in the same format, in the same fashion, where you could, it's kind of like your quick links for all these different things that people are saying. And so, but it's one link. So when you go into like your Instagram or places where you're only allowed to give one link for all the things, you have that one link. And I usually call it like, you know, the redcouchmedium.com/letsconnect, and then they go on to that link right there, and then it kind of is that quick review for all the different things that we might be talking about. So if there's a post that we're posting where it says like, you know, hey, you can download, because Tracy's got a couple different kind of like lead magnets where they can go and they can download first chapter of her book or something like that. Like that's all right there on that quick link page. And we keep it in your brand colors. We keep it in your style and everything. And plus, we're not also sending all that traffic over to a third party app. We're sending it directly to your site.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to I love that idea.
Yeah. So yeah, it makes it easy, and also, you know, it is actually kind of funny, because I was speaking to one client, and this was probably like a year or so ago now, and they came to me and they kept saying, oh, I need a landing page, all I need is a landing page, and then they kept asking me questions. All of the questions that they were asking were rather in depth questions, but I was like, every single bit of that was listed on my website. And so as I'm talking to her, I'm like, okay, is this something that you're going to be wanting? Yes. Okay. Well, where do you find it for you? On my website. And so she's saying it was just a very interesting conversation, because what she was saying was, oh, I need just a landing page. Yet it was really all these different pieces that she was needing that would be part of her website. And so it was just kind of having that kind of back and forth conversation of, you know, just, I guess it's more or less just speaking with people and really, you know, getting to the understanding of what is going to be needed to best suit them for their business and for their business style.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful. So before we go, talk a little bit about, Kathy, about the show. What is the show about? Where can people find it? And what kind of fun things happen during the show?
Sure. So the show is called Metaphysical Happy Hour, and it is me and Tracy co-host it, and we every show we bring on psychics, mediums, tarot readers, people who are in the industry, working the business, and it is a 30-minute, roughly 30 to 40-minute interview, and then we also do live readings at the end. So we do also, we get interactions with our audience through YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok as well. So we kind of go live to all the places. But you can also find us on metaphysicalhappyhour.com.
And where can each of you be found?
Sorry? I can be found. Where can we all be found? I can be found on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, under the Red Couch Medium, and my website is theredcouchmedium.com. You can find me anywhere. Google me. I'm there.
Yeah. And for me, you can find me on stargazersunite.com for the websites and logos business. So it's stargazersunite.com, and you can also find me at stargazersunite across all social media platforms as well.
That's wonderful. Thank you both so much for being here. You're so special, and I loved having you, and let's do it again. And next year I'll be on your show, which is exciting too.
Yay. Yeah, can't wait. Yep. Thank you.
Yes.
Everybody,
you.
Welcome. Well, Kathy Clayton, Tracy Escobar, Metaphysical Happy Hour, both wonderful spiritual beings in their own right and a joy to have here. If you mix any of those links, SheenaMetalSpiritual.com, that's me, and find me everywhere on social media. Until I see you next time, seek peace, live in love, lead with kindness, embrace unity, always work to raise your vibration, and remember that you are loved, and you are loved, and I love you all, and I'll see you next week. Take care.